Hi, I'm Chloe Connell, and I'm going to be talking about a pair of foot-found shoes for women. They're from the Qing Dynasty in the 1800s China. The custom of foot-binding began with Prince Li, who ruled the kingdom in southern China. He said his favorite concubine was a dancer. She danced an early form of ballet and danced on a platform of a lotus flower. Her feet were deformed because of all the dancing and the choreography. Soon, women started to bind their feet to look like the prince's favorite woman. Originally, foot binding was a sign of wealth, but soon became something millions of women in all classes partook in to fit in within societal normalcies. This is a pair of shoes for women with bound feet. They are uniquely created to shape and hold their feet. This pair of shoes is from the Qing Dynasty. They were made, used, and worn in the 19th century. The shoes are very small. They are about 5 inches in height and 4 inches in length. They are made of silk, linen, leather, and metallic thread. They were carefully designed, embroidered, and shaped. The shoes were made with high heels to help make women's feet look even smaller. Both the women's heel and toes had to fit in the tiny pair of shoes to ensure that they would be bound and stay that size. Each woman embroidered her own pair of shoes, but mothers helped young girls with theirs. They could design them however they want. They could be like their personality or region they lived in. Creating their shoes was one of the only times in their life where a woman's creativity was encouraged. Although these shoes were so beautiful and represented high status, they were also quite painful. Girls had their feet bound when they were between the ages of 5 and 7. At this young age, their bones were flexible, their feet weren't too large, and they didn't understand the pain they were about to go through. The process of foot binding was long and painful. It took around 2 years to complete the process of reshaping their feet to be 3 inches long and half an inch wide at the front. The process involved wrapping up the feet extremely tight in bandages and shoving them into little shoes. That was called the breaking process because it breaks bones in order to make the feet more slender. Every 2 weeks, the young girls changed into smaller shoes that would break and shrink their feet even more. Mothers also forced the daughters to walk around to make sure their feet broke properly and because it sped up the process. After about 2 years, the girls had to learn to rewalk and balance themselves on their new little feet. Mothers were often very involved in their daughters' foot binding process. First, they forced them to do it, and then they encouraged them and told them that this is them coming into their own bodies. The long process and encouragement gave young girls a special bond with their mothers. Girls went through this long process for their mothers and for the expectations of society. Women wanted to marry someone with a high status, and to do so, they had to have their feet bound. Because of their feet, women developed a peculiar way of walking. They walked as if they had hooves and developed strong muscles in their hips, thighs, and behinds. These characteristics soon became considered physically attractive to Chinese men at the time. Bound feet became one of the most desired feminine qualifications among men. Women were judged and selected as brides based on their feet. If a woman's feet were badly shaped or oversized, that meant she had no endurance, patience, was lazy, and could not be a good daughter-in-law or wife. Women would do anything for a perfectly bound pair of feet to prepare themselves for the marriage market. Marriage was especially important because they lived in a patriarchal society that provided for their livelihood, identity, and social status. Women spent so much time binding their feet to become an acceptable wife according to society. Foot binding can tell us a lot about gender roles in China. Women were expected to marry and then to be loyal to their husbands. They bound their feet to impress men and to ultimately marry a man of higher status. Marrying into a family of wealth meant that she too was now wealthy and of a high class. Women were expected to manage the household, care for the children, and school the children. They did no domestic work and very little household work because they had maids who would take care of the home and children for them. Women of lower class families were often unable to bind their feet because of the hard manual labor they had to do, and therefore they did not marry into a wealthy family. This is why maids often did the housework, because they didn't have their feet bound and labor was easier for them. Foot binding greatly affected the status and social aspects of a woman's life. It also changed the societal expectations and male preferences for women, and how households ran during this time. Thank you for listening to my podcast.